radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. It's all right here on aircheck.com.
K-Earth 101, it is 6:32. K-Earth 101 Southland weather. Take you back to 1976 when it was 102 degrees on this date. Yeah, remember the heat? Sure. Morning low clouds, then mostly sunny this afternoon. Temperatures 70s the beaches and 80s inland. Going to do that same weather again tomorrow. Burning off to nice sunny afternoon, 80s inland, 70s at the beaches. And currently the temperature is 62 at the beaches. It's valley at 58. In Orange County, 65. And it is 62 degrees at K-Earth 101. Oh, that sounds like Tom Jones music. Oh, Mr. Tight Buns there. Yeah, that's right. K-Earth 101 welcomes Tom Jones and Little Richard to the Greek Theater, Thursday, July the 2th. This big caller number 7 at 1-800-232-KRTH this morning when you hear Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. And you'll win a pair of tickets. Don't call now when you hear Tutti Frutti. Anyway, you win a pair of tickets for this great show at the Greek. Compliments of Niederlander. Or is it Niederlander, Johnny?
No, it's Niederlander.
It's Niederlander. Okay. Why do I want to say Niederlander? I guess Ralph, you kind of made an impression on me.
From New York.
I'm from, well, yeah. Everybody's from someplace. From Hunger. Thank you. Anyway, compliments of Niederlander, Oldies Radio, K-Earth 101.
What's new from the new Dodge?
Dan Ingram.
Got this silly Santa hat on, and he's jumping all around the hallway, banging on everybody's door. What, is he drunk or something?
K-Earth 101.
That might help. And now, through the magic of K-Earth, we take you to an NBA locker room. Ah, Madonna is walking in. We hear... 6:39 at K-Earth 101. I can't help myself, said Danny DeVito as he attempted to remove his nose from yet another belt buckle.
All the great oldies.
K-Earth 101.
K-Earth 101. Do you know what Runaway is?
What's that?
Runaway is where an Italian stripper works.
The Beatles live here.
K-Earth 101.
Ticket to ride and buy it to blast off. All right. It's 6:45, K-Earth 101. I'm Dan Ingram. Oh, yes. And don't forget, K-Earth 101 and Brian Byrne, Mr. Rock and Roll, at the 10th Annual 50s Fling Classic Car Show at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa. That's this Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. Drop by K-Earth 101 and Mr. Brian Byrne, Mr. Rock and Roll. And now, Mr. Wheeler, who is here to wheel and deal and whatever else he's got. who's making it and who's kind of sitting around looking at it?
Well, we've got some people looking at a problem right now if you're going through Carson. Here's the deal. It's a 405 northbound side right at Wilmington. We've got a couple of cars off to the right side. Looks like it's backed up to the 710, so be aware. It's going to be a little slow. Now, some good news through downtown. Had a problem on that East 10 right past the 110. They've cleared out a problem there. All lanes are now open. Do have some delays through East LA. The 710 southbound right before Cesar Chavez there. Car hit the guardrail in the center divider. Also a problem through Fontana. East 10 coming up on Cherry. Car there went into the center divider. One more problem. The West 60 at Peck Road through South El Monte. A problem. Two stores, two rewards. Through July 31st, use your rewards card at Save-On and Lucky. Every $200 in combined spending will earn you $10 in savings. $5 at Lucky and $5 at Save-On. More traffic in minutes on K-Earth 101.
And now here's a look at the latest news headlines. A survey of housing costs in major cities shows Los Angeles is the third most expensive city to live in the country. Typical living costs should amount to 37% of your income. However, it's much higher in New York and San Francisco, the two most expensive cities when it comes to the cost of living. Turbulence in the wake of a jetliner coming in for a landing may have caused the plane crash that killed a private pilot at Orange County's John Wayne Airport. David Heller had just 1 year of flying experience when the rented Cessna he was flying in crashed on approach to the airport. The trial of the alleged killer of Bill Cosby's only son resumes today in Santa Monica. Jurors are expected to hear more testimony involving DNA evidence from forensic experts allegedly linking Mikhail Markusev to the murder of Ennis Cosby. A Long Beach teenager who says he wants to be a firefighter spent the night in jail charged with setting fires. Arson investigators arrested 18-year-old LeVar Jones for investigation of a series of five felony arson fires that began May 24th. Jones himself called in to report the fires and help put them out. The teenager is a member of the Association of Future Firefighters, and he had participated in recent ride-alongs with city fire stations. Los Angeles Police Chief Bernard Parks is looking for a few good recruits. Parks says as many as 500 officers could retire this year, including 150 this month alone. A statement released by Demi Moore's publicist says she and husband Bruce Willis are ending their marriage of 11 years. The superstar couple have been married since November of 1987. They have three daughters. Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, was applauded for her opera performance at the Grammys this year in February. Aretha's rendition of the Puccini aria will be released along with her latest single, Here We Go Again.
Is she done singing?
Not yet.
Well, then it's over when she's done singing.
Well, I was just going to say, she'll be celebrating 40 years in show business later this year, and Arista Records has digitally remastered and re-released three of the Diva's classic albums, Love All the Way, Jump to It, and Get It Right.
They're going to have a buffet, too, to go with it?
Would you expect anything less?
Correct.
648 at K-Earth. This report brought to you by Sterling BMW.
That's Stan. To demonstrate Stan's recent car buying experience, we've sealed his mouth shut with duct tape. See, Stan didn't go to Sterling BMW in Newport Beach. Instead, he went to a dealership that wouldn't let him get a word in edgewise. At Sterling BMW, we let you do all the talking, and we make sure we understand what you need.
But who's the selection?
Oh, you'll find the right car, Stan. We've got them all. 3 Series, 5 Series, 7 Series, and Z3s. With an equally impressive selection of special leasing and financing programs. And we provide our customers with free scheduled maintenance for the first 3 years or 36,000 miles. So, where will you go for your next car, Stan?
Sterling BMW.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Here, Stan, let me help you with that.
Ouch!
Sorry about that. Want your lips back?
Test drive the ultimate driving machine and lease a 1998 528i for only $458 a month. 10,000-mile annual maximum required. See the weekly ad in the Daily Pilot for complete leasing information.
The Dodgers beat the Angels 6-5 in an 11-inning thriller last night at the Ravine. They'll play the fourth game against the Angels tonight at Dodger Stadium. And days after the Dodgers gave him a pink slip, Fred Clare met with the press yesterday. He says he nearly resigned as general manager of the Dodgers after Mike Piazza was traded in May without his knowledge. But he decided to stick around, and Fox, the new owners of the team, turned around and fired him a month later. Clare admits he was surprised, but went on to say that management has the right to do whatever it sees is in its best interest.
I could very easily have been fired after 1992. In fact, I should have been fired after 1992.
Well, I don't think so. 62-year-old Clarion manager Bill Russell were fired Sunday night, ending their 30-year association with the Dodgers. K-Earth 101, Southland weather. Morning low clouds, mostly sunny afternoons, highs in the low to mid-70s at the beaches, near 80 inland. Currently 62 degrees at K-Earth 101. I'm Joni Carroll, now back to Dan Ingram on Oldies Radio.
K-Earth 101.
Well, that was Little Richard. We picked up the phone, and Pat Kaur is on it from Long Beach. Pat, guess what? You're going to see Tom Jones and Little Richard at the Greek Theater Thursday, July the 2nd.
How fabulous. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Pat. And it's also, you are our guest announcer this morning, too. I want you to say this nice and, you know, like loud and good. Find your roots in K-Earth 101.
Find your roots in K-Earth 101.
Great. When you need new tires, you usually just want
ones like the ones on my car.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you? What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
K-Earth 101. Thank you, Mr. Pesci. It was nice of you to drop by. He's not as big as Danny DeVito, is he? Well, that way, anyway.
Los Angeles.
You know, that sounds like I am the entertainment capital of the world. I mean, at least, well, anyway, I'm not really. I'm just your friendly neighborhood Ingram here on K-Earth 101. And Mr. Pickett here singing about the midnight hour.
I'm gonna see you, man.
The midnight hour is when I got up this morning, right?
You're right. I'm gonna
Earth 101. Dan Ingram, proud to be amongst you. Count up to 2 minutes past seven. K-Earth 101. Can't take my eyes off you since you put epoxy in my contacts. K-Earth 101, the birthplace of oldies. Yeah, we got them for you. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Come share in the winning at K-Earth 101.
You just won $1,000 cash.
All right, that's great.
It's so easy.
You win $1,000.
Thank you, K-Earth.
In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
I won!
Whenever you hear Len Barry sing 1, 2, 3, call 1-800-232-KRTH. Lucky caller 21 wins $1,000 cash instantly.
$1,000 cash!
Len Barry's 1, 2, 3 could happen at any moment. So keep it right here for your crisp $1,000 bill.
$1,000 cash!
Thank you, K-Earth 101.
Oldies Radio. K-Earth 101.
K-Earth 101.
Well, I've got two lovers and I ain't ashamed.
Yeah, Mary Wells from her album Sandwich on K-Earth 101. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, K-Earth 101 Southland weather. Morning clouds, sunny in the afternoon. One more time, same forecast again. Temperatures in the low to mid-70s along the beaches and about 80 or so inland. And tomorrow, repite por favor. We're going to do it again. Right, same thing. Right now, it's 62 at the beaches, 58 in the valley. Orange County's got 65, and right now, it's 62 degrees at K-Earth 101.
Hey, watch me. It's too broken to fix.
K-Earth 101.
But it's all right. The Lifers thought at 3 a.m. Oh, I love that guy, J.J. Jackson. K-Earth 101, 7:13 in the morning. Dan Ingram here. Ah, look, Spencer Davis just came in. Hello, Spencer.
Oh, what you want?
Just give me the title.
Give me some loving.
Sounds like your first husband's idea of foreplay. Right. Thank you, Spencer. Would you just hold this wire, please? Good. And if she won't give you some, I know where you can rent it. Love that tune. K-Earth 101. Joni Carroll's got the headlines after Mark Wheeler, who I understand, Mark, is it true that you're the illegitimate son of Jack Packard and Mary Oldsmobile?
Unfortunately, it's true.
Oh, well.
I wish I could get the inheritance, though.
They played bumper tag a lot of this. That's why.
That's right. This report brought to you by Save-On. We've got problems right now if you're going through Orange County. A couple of stalls. It's going to be one of them on the 5 northbound at the 133 there through Irvine. It looks like a car there taking up the carpool lane. Also a problem on the North 5 at Sand Canyon. That's going to be through Irvine. Car there taking up the right lane. Now, looking at the drive through South Central, northbound 110 at Slauson, a bus and a car there have mixed it up, and problems through Carson on North 405 at Wilmington there. They're clearing that out to the side and checking through the K-Earth Panasonic traffic jam at the 405 going through the Sepulveda Pass, slow from the valley all the way to the 10. Now, two stores, two rewards through July 31st. Use your rewards card at Save-On and Lucky. Every $200 in combined spending will earn you $10 in savings, $5 at Lucky, $5 at Save-On. More traffic in minutes on K-Earth 101.
And now here's a look at the latest news headlines. An emperor's welcome for President Clinton, who arrived today to begin his historic visit to China. President Clinton told the welcoming crowd that the United States and China will take important steps over the next week toward closer ties. A powerful storm rocked northern Ohio last night. About a dozen people are injured, two hospitalized. The storm hit late yesterday and forced the Davis-Bessey nuclear power plant near Toledo to shut down. Ohio's governor has declared a state of emergency. Hundreds of Florida residents are being ordered to leave their homes near Ormond Beach today as a giant fire moves closer. Most residents had been ignoring a voluntary evacuation. Dozens of fires continue to burn throughout the state, and the agriculture commissioner says he's going to ask the governor for a statewide ban on the use of fireworks as the 4th of July holiday looms large. There was a small fire in an operating room at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles last night. Both the patient and a surgeon were burned, although their wounds are not life-threatening. The operating room fire was out in less than 5 seconds. The cause of the fire is still being investigated. In San Bernardino yesterday, 9 school bus drivers and an instructor were injured at a training course designed to teach better driving techniques. The driver who was at the wheel lost control while working on navigating hazardous road conditions, and those injuries also considered to be minor. Windows 98, the upgraded computer operating system, went on sale at midnight. Microsoft says the new system features repairs to Windows 95 bugs and promises greater stability. According to an annual survey, the Big Apple is the nation's most expensive place to live. San Francisco came in second, followed by Los Angeles. So how about the nation's most affordable cities for housing? Oklahoma City, Richmond, and Kansas City also considered bargains.
Yeah, but then what do you do?
Aircheck.com.